Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Today, we're going to talk about whether you should build or buy when it comes to talent. Now, before anyone gets upset, I remember I was sitting in a car, you know, Neil and I, we had a mutual friend. I was in a car with the CEO. I was in Texas. And, you know, he's like, yeah, we should build or buy. And at the time, I was like, I think I was like 26 or 27 years old. I was like, how could you say that about people, right? But he was just oversimplifying and saying that, like, when you build talent, you are building them up, right? Let's say you're building an intern up, or maybe you're training someone up that hasn't necessarily been in the role before, but you think they have the potential to do so. Or you can buy talent where they have basically been there, done that, and you could acquihire a company too, right? So there's two schools of thought here. And Neil has very much taken another approach where I've taken another approach, but I've kind of learned my lesson, you know, over the years. Go ahead.
Eric, what approach have you taken?
I'd say the majority of what I've done over the years is I've tried to build up talent.
Yeah. And when he's saying build up talent, he's hiring people and he's trying to train them into the roles that he wants them to succeed in and accomplish within the organization. And there's no right or wrong approach. I've taken the other approach in which, especially in marketing or even in just business and leadership, I tend to take the route of hiring the talent that has already done it before, because you end up learning from them, you end up moving faster, and they prevent you from making a lot of the mistakes that you would have made on your own. It doesn't mean that you can't build. I would say for more entry positions, you have to end up building, and we do that all the time. But for leadership, whether it's in marketing or operations or finance, we always hire the existing talent. Now, the one thing we very rarely ever do, and I don't like doing this, even though I'm willing to hire the talent, I'm not willing to buy a company with the talent. I hate that model. And I know a lot of people do that, and it has worked well for a lot of big corporations. But my fear with buying a company that has a talent that you don't and then integrating them, if the culture and everything is not 100% alignment, you're going to end up losing a lot of that talent. And then you're going to have to go hire and rebuild. So for that reason, I don't like paying for companies or buying companies purely for their talent. I'd rather just hire the people directly and give the money to the individuals versus the corporations.
Yep. I'll share a story here. So over the years, you know, for very senior roles, you know, we hired people that had the potential. So they were successful in another role, but they had not been there, done that. And so what I've learned over the years is, you know, there's probably the best recruiting book that I've ever read is Who. It's WHO with a question mark. It talks about defining a scorecard, right? So I talk about this quite a bit. It's like, what do you want to achieve? And so, you know, let's say you want to hire a CEO that has actually, you know, built like a $100 million agency before, helped build one, right? Then you're just going to put that in there, like build and manage a $100 million P&L. And they've also hired an executive team behind that, right? So you have to define the top kind of 3 to 5 outcomes that you're looking for. And then you have to define, you know, kind of the capabilities that you're looking for as well. But even beyond that, there's this whole concept of top grading, right? And so let's say I'm interviewing with Neil. I can crush an interview pretty easily, just like Neil can just talk through an interview, right? But what really matters at the end of the day is who Neil has actually worked with, or who I've actually worked with, and more importantly, who the manager has been, right? So whoever has managed this person in the past, I want to talk to those people, the last 3 or 4 or so, and just get a sense for what the real excitement is. Because you can generally sense the energy. Probably in the first couple minutes or so, I know, and I'll say this for most people too, your intuition is probably right in the first 5 to 10 minutes or so. You just know, right? And that's almost never failed me. That I'm trying to think of a situation where it has. It might have failed me later, but out the gate, that intuition has always worked. So my point of saying all this again is when we hire people, same thing for Neil too, when we've hired people that have been there, done that, when we hire people that have won championships or the people that are gold medalists, it just makes things a lot easier because it's much more of a situation where they will come in, they'll try to understand your culture, and then they're just going to start to implement. And you don't need to tell them what to do. And you don't need to feel like you need to keep looking behind your shoulders all the time, because that's what starts to like cause a lot of drag. You need to go focus on what you're actually good at. And you're hiring people to take things off your plate so you can get more leverage in the company. And to Neil's point again, if they're more junior level, you can afford to take more risk there. If they're more senior, you actually can't afford to take more risk. And this is actually a document I want to show you real quick. Those of you that are following on YouTube right now, so I'm going to be doing a lot more screen shares on YouTube. See what I did there. This chart over here is actually done by Keith Raboy. So he's a VC. He's been, you know, part of Square, been a part of PayPal and these other companies. So on the very bottom over here of this chart, those of you that are just listening, so you can see on this is the x-axis over here. This is the consequence of a decision, okay? Now on the y-axis, this is your level of conviction. What this chart basically says is the higher the risk of a particular role and the more conviction you have with it, the more you actually need to come in and micromanage. So I'm actually talking about something that's a little different right now. If you are going to be building talent, you might have to micromanage a little more. If you are buying talent, you're going to have to micromanage a little less. Even in, I've talked about this with Neil like a couple weeks ago, still, you know, a couple percent at a time, 5, 10, maybe 15% at a time, you still might have to jump in and kind of just make sure that things are going on track. So that's a little bonus for you. Anything else, Neil?
Yeah, well, on my end, one thing that I've learned over the years is like as your company grows and you end up taking on debt, some of the banks actually require that if you're doing M&A and there's talent there, that they have some sort of say in the talent and what you end up pushing out or their comp and stuff like that, because they understand the value of talent. So it just shows, right? It's like if you're buying talent or companies for their talent, you need to be really careful on what you're doing. And even the banks see that as a quote unquote potential risk. The other thing to just keep in mind is if you're really trying to grow, you're just better off hiring talent who's already done it that you don't have to end up training up. And they better have direct industry experience. If they don't have direct industry experience and pushing them from one sector to another, it doesn't usually transfer the way you're going to think.
And Neil and I have talked about this in the past too. You want to hire people that have been promoted a couple of times too. So we've actually done that where let's say we wanted someone to be like, let's say like a SEO director, right? What had happened was, you know, we would hire people that have kind of been promoted into like a senior SEO manager, all right? But they haven't really been an SEO director before. And so director for us means actually managing people and actually growing people and growing talent, but they hadn't actually been there, done that. And so it actually was a scenario where we thought we were buying, but it turns out we were actually building. And so this requires a lot of due diligence upfront. And so really recommend, again, reading the book, Who, that's WHO with a question mark, and then learning how to top grade. And that's going to move things through a lot faster. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. And those of you that rate, review, subscribe, leave your email on the pod. And we're going to pick one person to come and ask a question. We'll do that periodically to keep the train moving. So that's it for today. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.